Hearing is subdivision 2021-33, Workman's Crossing Phase 2.
This is a standard subdivision to divide 7.66 acres plus or minus into three single family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the northeast side of Brittingham Road, which is Sussex County Route 455, approximately 0.16 mile north of the intersection of Brittingham Road and Pepperbox Road, which is Sussex County Route 66. The tax parcel ID is District 532, Map 15, Parcel 11.00. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary subdivision plan. We have a copy of the applicant's soil feasibility study. We have a copy of the staff review letter, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. I would note from the applicant's preliminary subdivision plan, Mr. Chairman, that the applicant may require waivers from the topographic contour requirement for the final plan and also from the landscape buffer requirement, but we've not received a request to confirm that. We received zero comments and zero mail returns. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Yes, sir.
I'm Matthew Egan. I'm the managing partner for Dunn Investments.
Okay.
And I want to apologize in advance. My engineer cannot be here, so this is the first time I'm presenting in front of you all. So
okay.
I'm not exactly sure how to proceed, but
okay.
I'm here in support of the subdivision to divide 7.66 acres into three single family lots located on located between Brittingham Road and Pepperbox Road.
Okay. All right. You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf.
I did.
Is it a safe assumption that you do wish to request the waivers that he referred to in his comment?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That on the record. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, let's see if anybody has any questions for
sure.
You. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
We're going to require a road share agreement.
Yes. That's all I have.
Okay. Yeah. Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
No questions.
Hopkins. Okay. Mr. Whitehouse.
Done for me. Thank you.
Okay. Counselor?
Just Mr. Whitehouse, if you could just confirm again the waivers that are being requested.
So based on this plan, that there's no buffer being shown, so it's a waiver from the forested buffer requirement, but also from the topographic contour and bulk and area and grading requirements.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, sir. If you'll take a seat
thank
nearby,
you.
And we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2021-33, Workman's Crossing Phase 2? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2021-33? Yes, sir. Come on out.
My name is Todd Armstrong. I live at 36763 Brittingham Road. It's represented as Lot 5. When we first bought the land from Michelle Kirk,
mm-hmm.
Not only us, but Lot 4, Lot 3 as well, we were told a stipulation was that our houses had to be over 2,100 square feet. We've seen that the developer has recently, within the last 2 months, well, 2 months ago, put down a double wide, I believe at Lot 9, and even with also to add several of our neighbors, our three neighbors, we've called them to inquire about the land that's behind us because we all moved out there to get away from it all.
Mm-hmm.
And to have no one behind us, no calls were returned, voice messages were left, no return calls, nothing. Since that house at Lot 9 has been there, like I said 2 months ago, it's been broken into, I believe, twice. DSP has shown up.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems to be a magnet of trouble as you see people riding by it and just looking at it. You know when people are riding by and you know who is actually interested in the house for the right reasons, as opposed for the wrong reasons. And we see those that are looking for all the wrong reasons. It is amazing to me that no stipulations were made to the developer that their house has to be at least 2,100 square feet, because the house that's there currently is 1,400 to 1,500 square feet. Our neighbors agree that it will bring down our property value. We all agree that it just seems like an omen of trouble with the things that have happened thus far. And it still isn't moved into, no one has moved into it yet.
Well, those size of home restrictions are deed restrictions. They don't really have anything to do with the county ordinance or anything. They're restrictions that the landowner put on that land before they sold it. You know, so when you, I'm assuming that you have a deed restriction in your deed that says your house has to be at least 2,100 square feet. So it's entirely possible that that might be in your deed, but wouldn't be in somebody else's deed. And it's really at the sole discretion of the person that owns the land. Like right now, you could put additional deed restrictions on your lot, and then when you sold it to someone, they would have to abide by whatever was in the deed.
Understood. One of the things when the developer was last here before you, ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. They took our current neighbor aside and said, I'll show you plans of homes we wish to build that will be comparable in size and stick built. Mm-hmm. And from what's been shown so far, they've fallen really short of that. So we'd like to know what's going to be done as far as the lots, as far as the lot that is behind us and our neighbors, as far as a buffer, or maybe privacy fencing, or something to that effect. That's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. All right. Well, we'll ask the applicant that question. If you would come back up. Do you have any intention to deed restrict these lots in any way in terms of lot size or?
And certainly, we'll talk to the other two partners and bring that up. I don't have a problem with going to 2,100 square foot as a minimum. I would say and I was the one that talked to the other individuals that owned those homes the last time. We came in originally with a six lot subdivision. We changed to this to be more friendly with like water and all that kind of stuff. And right. We did offer to sell them the lot behind all their lots, and that offer will still stand.
Okay. Were you just curious as to who did these other lots?
We sold those lots.
So that was you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they are deed restricted now?
They're not, but we would be open to deed restricting them to 2,100 square foot minimum. I don't know what the size of that double wide is, but I was told it was larger than that. So.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah. Okay. All right, sir. Great. Take a seat.
Yep.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Lisa Armstrong. I am the wife of Todd Armstrong.
Okay.
And I just wanted to add just a few additional points in regards to what was priorly stated. Okay. Not to my knowledge, was there any offer that was made to my husband and I in regards to selling or purchasing the lot. When we moved to Brittingham Road, I would say over a year and a half ago, that was one of the stipulations, is when we purchased the land that, you know, they advised us that the houses that would be around us would be similar or comparable to what we have already built, which was with Beta Beach Homes. And I have pictures on my phone that I can email to show all of the houses that are down that street that are totally different from the double wide that's on the other end of that street. And we were willing to, and myself and the other two neighbors were willing to purchase the land from the developer in regards to making sure that no one was directly behind us, because of course, we coming from, my husband coming from New York City and I'm from here, we wanted to get away from it all. We wanted to be in a space where there would be no one around us. It's farmland, so we wanted to be in the country. I'm a country girl anyway. So I wanted to be in a space where I felt like my privacy was kept intact, but with the developer building directly behind us, even if we put up a privacy fence, that still would bring down the property value within our vicinity, because all of the other houses are one or two stories of over anywhere from 1900 to 2500 square feet along that whole street of Brittingham. So it's not just about our side. On the other side of Brittingham, they've already started building houses that are comparable to my home and every other home that's on that street. So the double wide is an eyesore. It's an eyesore to our community, and it's an eyesore to what we're trying to bring together as a community on our street. So we firmly oppose them providing at least, even if they didn't want us to sell us that land, at least give us the opportunity to say, okay, this is the type of house that we would like to see in our community, but that wasn't even given to us. That wasn't even proposed to us. And nor was either phone call, nor even anyone coming and talking to us saying, okay, this is what we want to do. We're willing to be in a space where we want to negotiate with you, and none of that was done. Well, so I just wanted to add that as well.
I appreciate what you're saying. You know, in fairness, there's really no obligation on their part to do that, mm-hmm. and it would be nice if they had, but I believe that the applicant has testified that they are willing to sell the land. So here's what I'm going to encourage the three of you to do, mm-hmm. okay? When we conclude the public hearing, go right out in the foyer there or the foyer back here and talk to each other, mm-hmm. okay? Have a meeting. Mm-hmm. Talk about what your concerns are, mm-hmm. and talk about the possibility of being able to divide the property. Mm-hmm. And if you have a concern about the double wide, that deed is a public record. You can go look it up, have someone look it up for you, see what's in their deed, what mm-hmm. their deed says they have to do. Could be they're in violation, and if they mm-hmm. are, then you've got something to stand on.
Okay.
But the most important thing you three could do is chat a little bit after the public hearing.
Okay. Thank you.
Can you do that for me?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay,
is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Okay, operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to subdivision 2021-33, Workman's Crossing Phase 2? Okay, thank you. Commissioners, any other questions?
I'm just trying to figure out, just because they said something, they've asked to not have the wooded buffer between the properties with the subdivision.
Yeah, that occurred to me too. They've requested that. That doesn't obligate us to grant it. The other observation I was going to make is that those do seem to be fairly large lots, and I just want to make sure that everyone knows that they can only put one house there. It's not like they can go put 10 or 12 houses back there or anything like that. They can only put one lot. And we do have the ability the ordinance requires the buffer. We would have to grant a waiver buffer.
Otherwise.
So
the ordinance requires that they put a wooded vegetated
forested
buffer.
Forested buffer.
Thank you, that's the word I was looking for. There. They're asking that they not have to do that.
What
are your thoughts? So that's something, you know.
Right. So we can certainly address that as well.
Okay. May I ask you?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on up.
I'd be happy to put that back in.
Okay.
I can write it in there.
Sure.
The little bit.
We'll take care of that. Yeah. That'll be. That'll be us. You don't put the buffer in, then you have to deal with him. Okay. You don't want to have to do that. I can tell you.
I thought I was requesting a waiver.
Okay. Okay.
taking that back.
Anyone else on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening or to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.